Hello everyone, I'm Jonathan, and this is Invisible Chess. So I'm starting a podcast, it's going to launch in October, and I'm calling it Invisible Chess because it will be all about blindfold chess. Whether you're already an experienced blindfoldista or completely new to it, whether you're a relative beginner at chess or perhaps even a master, this is a podcast that will have something for you. Visualization, playing without sight of the board. You might be wondering, whatever we call it, why would we want to play blindfold anyway? When I first started a few years ago, it was all about getting better at chess. A way of building my calculation and analytical skills. Aside from exercising those mental muscles, I found that being able to play chess anytime, any place, anywhere, meant I was getting a lot more chess training into my week than was possible before. But life got in the way, as it often does, and for a while now I haven't considered myself to be an adult improver as such. But I continued playing a lot of blindfold chess anyway, but right now it's purely for the fun of it. On Invisible Chess, I'll show you some of my favourite practice exercises and I'll talk about methods and techniques. But I'll also be discussing something that's important but often overlooked. How do we fit regular blindfold chess training into our lives alongside everything else, on a chessboard or not, that already demands our time? If any of this interests you, please follow me on Twitter, at UnseenChessPod, and check the show notes for how to sign up to my newsletter. And hit the like and subscribe buttons for Invisible Chess. You'll be the first to know when I start for real in October, and you won't miss any previews that I release over the coming weeks. You'll also be really helping Invisible Chess find its audience, and I'd be very grateful for that. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next month.